Hey guys, hope all's well. Today we'll be doing the last two Mishnayos in the second parak of Bava Kamma. I just want to introduce by saying that Mishnah Hey is very long, yes, but also is very complicated. So I'm going to go against the usual, I'm going to buck the trend a bit. You know, we don't really set a trend yet. I'm going to buck the trend by reading the Mishnah inside, just so you guys don't get lost. It is very complicated. So to introduce the Mishnah, we saw at the end of the first parak in Mishnah Dalet that one of the ways an animal is a muad is if it's a shor hamazik birshus hanizak, that if the animal does damage in the victim's property. That's talking about keren damage. If the animal does keren when it's in the victim's property, then it does not have the regular din of shor tam or shor muad. Right away we say it pays nezek shalem. That is only according to one opinion, as our Mishnah will now tell us. Shor mazik vishus hanizak ketzad. What is the case of shor mazik vishus hanizak? If he does all those actions, which the Gemara says on Daf Gimel, are told us of Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, are told us of Karen. So we're talking about Karen here. If the animal doesn't bishus harabim, he only pays chatzinet. The owner only pays chatzinezek, but that's bishus harabim. Bishus anizak, tar for nomer nezek shalim. If it's done in the victim's property, that's machlokes, Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. Rabbi Tarfon says Nezek Shalim, so that Mishnah that we quoted earlier is like Rabbi Tarfon, but the Chachamim say, no, it's still Chatzi Nezek. Again, this is only the first three times. Once it does the fourth time, that's already a Muad, and it'll pay Nezek Shalim. So now Rabbi Tarfon's going to try to prove his argument. I'm going to Rabbi Tarfon. This is where it gets complicated. So just as when we say Shane and Regel is Pater, i.e. Bishus Arabim, under Shus HaNizak are going to be Machmir on them, meaning that when an animal does Shane V'Regel in Rishus Arabim, it does not have to pay, because the Pasuk says Uvir B'Stei Acher, so it has to be specifically someone else's field. But when it's in Rishus HaNizak, i.e. it is someone else's field, it's Nezek Shalim, so it goes 0 to 100. So, welcome Sheikh Mir Karen Rishus Rabim, Shalim Chatzi Nezek. So, in Rishus Rabim, where we're going to make Karen pay Chatzi Nezek, and then Shanach Mir Le Rishus HaNizak, Shalim Nezek Shalim, then Rishus HaNizak, it should be Nezek Shalim as well, making a Kav Chomer. Again, if Shane Varegel, we go 0 to 100, so we see that Karen is more Machmir than Shane Varegel. Sorry, we see that Rishus HaNizak is more chomer than Rishus HaRabim. So by Karen or Rishus HaRabim, we have to pay 50. So we have to be more machmir and pay 100 by Karen in the Rishus HaNizak. So Chaim say, Amrilo, Dayo, Labam, and Atin, the Eis Kanidon. Now, we say Dayo. We discussed Dayo a bit in our Chaburas. Dayo is when we say that a Kal Chomer can only go to at least what we're learning out from, but it can't be more than that. So if we're learning out from Karen, which is Chatzi Nezek Birshus HaRabim, it could only be Chatzi Nezek Birshus HaNizak. That is Dayo. Ma Birshus HaRabim, Chatzi Nezek, Av Birshus HaNizak, Chatzi Nezek. Fine. Amar Lahem, Zakter B'Tarfon, Ani Lo Adzon Karen Mi Karen, Ani Adzon Karen Mi Shen V'Regel. No, let's flip the Machlokas. We're not talking about comparing Karen Birshus HaNizak to Karen. We're not learning out Karen Birshus HaNizak from Karen Birshus HaRabim. We're learning out Karen from Shane V'Regel. Umabim Makon Sheikh Al Shane V'Regel Birshus HaRabim Echmir V'Karen Makon Sheikh Mi Al Shane V'Regel Birshus HaNizak Eino Din Shnach V'Karen. So if Karen is stricter than Shane in general, in Birshus HaRabim, sorry, if Karen is stricter than Shane because we're going 0 to 50 in Birshus HaRabim, so in Rishus HaNizak, Rishus HaRegel is going to be 100. In Odin Shnach Karen, Karen should also be 100. And that is Dayo, because we can't go more than 100%. Again, if in Rishus HaRabim, Shane HaRegel is 0 and Karen is 50, so now we're learning that the Kav Chomer comes from Shane HaRegel. So if Shane HaRegel is 100, Karen should also be 100. And again, it's not going to be a problem with Dayo. So I'm saying, no, it's still a problem with Dayo. Why is this still a problem? Because we have to understand what dayo is to understand our Mishnah. So we talked about this again. We talked about in our Chaburas that dayo is a principle midoraisa. We learned it out from Miriam, where she said lashon hara about Moshe, and the pasuk says halo sikalim shavas yam that avi arok Yarok, Yarok, Befaneha, Halosikon Shavasyam, Tisagesha, Semichosamachna, Vacharte Asaf. So if the father, there's a Kosh Baruch who's saying to Moshe that if her father were to spit in her face, she'd be so bad she'd have to leave for 7 days. So too, Kavachomer, she should stay outside the camp for 7 days because she was embarrassed by Kosh Baruch, in a sense, by Gansaras. So the Gemara tells us that really she should have been sent out of the camp for more than 7 days because, again, but being embarrassed by Akash Baruch Hu is more severe than being embarrassed by the father. But Akash Baruch Hu said, no, dayo, we only do 7 days. So everyone agrees that dayo is a dimmi doris. So why is Rabbi Tarfon arguing here? Why is Rabbi Tarfon arguing and saying, no, there's no dayo? Because according to Rabbi Tarfon, when dayo ruins the Kal V'chomer, then it doesn't apply. So what are we talking about here? Remember, we're learning at the Kal V'chomer saying that Karen is Chatzi Nezek, but that's what the Torah says. So if we were to not have that, the Torah's basis of Karen being Chatzi Nezek, then we wouldn't have a Kal V'chomer at all. So by making this comparison using Karen as Chatzi Nezek, we have to say that Karen, this is again Karen B'Rishus HaRabim. The Torah tells us Karen B'Rishus HaRabim is Chatzi Nezek. And therefore, since we need that as the basis of our Kal V'chomer to say that Karen Rishus HaNizak should be Nezek Shalem, since taking out Karen Rishus HaRab and being Chatzi Nezek out of the equation would ruin the Kal V'chomer, we have to say, we have to go against Dayo. That's where Tarfon, but the Chachamim say no, we say Dayo across the board in all cases, and even in this case, it should be 50. Again, that was a little bit complicated, so I hope you guys held a cup there. Okay, Mishnah Vav, we're not going to read inside, but we'll just give some aras. We're talking about Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is when a person damages physical property. If a person damages a person, that's what we call injuring, or hurting someone, that's called Chavala. We'll address that in a second. So there's a machlokes in the first Mishnah, talk about the Arba Avos and Zikin. We said they are Shor, Bar, Mave, and Hever. So Mave, there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel about what is Mave? One says Mave is Shane, one says Mave is Adam. So according to the one who says Mave is Adam, that means it's like the Arba Avos. And we know Avos Michal Dika told us, perhaps, if that statement across the board, Avos Michal Dika, if that statement is across the board, Avos Michal Dika told us, this might be a Nafka Mina, between these two opinions in the Gemara, are there toldos of Adam Amazik? So we will not really get into that now. But another discussion that comes up is that if we look in the order of the Mishnahs and the Gemara, and we talked about this a bit in the overview when we started the Limud, that the first six prakim of Bava Kamma deal with Nizkei Mamon. What happens when my property damages your property? We said the eighth parak talks about Chavala. What happens when a person damages a person? So where do we put Adam HaMazik? The Gemara, the Mishnah Gemara, putting it here in the area talking about Nizkei Mamon. But if you look at the Rambam has Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, and later he has Hilchos Chovel, injury, Umazik, and damage, meaning he puts Adam HaMazik with Chavala, person damaging person with person damaging man. So what's the difference here? Perhaps you could say that the issue is, what are we focusing on? I mean, the Mishnah and the Gemara are focusing on what is being damaged, meaning why is Adam HaMazik part of Nizkei Mamon? Because it's property being damaged, whether it's an animal damaging property or it's a person damaging property, it's all property being damaged. But according to the Rambam, no, it's about what is doing the damage, meaning Nizkei Mamon is my property is damaging your property. So Adam HaMazik would be more logical to go with Chavala, where Chavala is I'm damaging you. Adam HaMazik could be, I am damaging your property. Now, perhaps this sugya ties into one of the more fundamental sugyas in the beginning of Bava Kamma. And for those who ever learned the beginning of Bava Kamma, this definitely came up. Is there an Iser Mazik? Meaning, Torah tells me that if my property damages or if I damage, I have to pay. Fine. So is that just a natural consequence? Or is it that, no, it's a punishment that not, I mean, take it this way. Think about it like this. If you have a watch and it's $100 and I caused your watch to be broken, so I made you lose $100. So naturally, I should have to pay the $100 to replace it. Or we say, no, it's a punishment, meaning you caused someone a loss, so you, as a punishment, you have to pay it back. How do we view Nezikin as a whole? Is there an Isser to damage? So the Psukim don't make any mention of an Isser Mazik, neither does the Mishnah Gemara, at least explicitly. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek HaHalacha Aleph, says there is an Isser Mazik, Midoraisa. Just as a side note, the Mabit, the Kiryas Sefer, we pointed out, has a smicha from the Ma'ariv Beirav, says in Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Tes HaLacha Aleph, again, that's the Mabit, the Kiryas Sefer, Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Tes HaLacha Aleph, he says that the Isser Mazik is Midrabanan. Okay, so we could agree with that. There's no psukim. But according to the Rambam, it's Doraisa. So I'm not going to get into the why the Rambam says that. But it's important to point out that if you look at Nezikin as the focus of Nezikin is that I, the person, am damaging, so it makes sense why there will be an Isser. Because the Torah seemingly just cares about what happens as a result. So it's a natural consequence. If I cause something that's yours to be broken, or die, whatever it is, I have to pay for it. It's a natural consequence. But according to the Rambam, no. You are the one who did the damage, so you are at fault. And the payment is not a natural consequence, but it's a punishment. Okay, and just one last hour on the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about at the end, Simes en chavero shibes. So if you blunt someone's eye, you cause him to be blind, or you break his kalim, you pay nezek shalem. So the question is, these two cases are different. One is Chavala and one is Mazik. So what's the how do we explain this? So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say that that the case of Simas Eino is when he did it by accident. So when you accidentally injure someone, that would be like regular Mazik. When you purposely injure someone, we'll see when we do the eighth parak, there's what's called there are five payments. Or it's called in the Gemara Dal Dvarim, because Nezek is one of them. Nezek tzar ripo sheves boshes. Again, we'll discuss that later on. So that's why the Mishnah puts them together. This is a case where he damaged someone, where he damaged someone only accidentally. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.